Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Tuesday, March 22nd. What a Monday in sports. I came off that NCAA tournament weekend thinking, all right, we'll talk a lot of tournament this week. I'm so geeked for the Sweet 16. Record scratch. Matt Ryan on the move from Atlanta to Indy. What's Atlanta going to do? Are they going to get Baker Mayfield? Nope. Marcus Mariota. LeBron, Monday night. Back in Cleveland. Huge game from LeBron. 76ers fans all up in my mentions Monday night about the chaos in Philly. No Harden. No Embiid. Sixers take down the Heat. Ooh! I mean, it was a great Monday in sports. Hope everybody had as good of a Monday as I did. It was pretty darn good. I got to say that. But before I get to the biggest couple stories in sports, I got to say we got a great guest today. His name is Scoop Brandon Robinson. You know him. I think we had him on last year, or maybe year one of the pod. I don't even remember, but I've had him on my old radio show a bunch. He's a good dude, knows the NBA. We greatly disagree on the greatness of Kyrie Irving, and we spend, you know, a little time on that. I'm not going to say it gets heated because, like, listen, he's a pretty chill guy. I'm pretty laid back. Y'all know that. No, I'm not laid back. I want to be laid back, but I'm not as laid back as I like to think I am. And my friends who listen to this podcast, they like to remind me that I'm not as laid back as I like to think I am. That being said, I think you'll enjoy the Kyrie Irving discussion, the LeBron discussion. And by the way, let me just quickly, before I get to the biggest NFL move, how about LeBron going back to Cleveland, dropping a 38-12-11 trip dub, Russell Westbrook a team-high plus 23. He actually shot 50% from the field. Russ! And LeBron, of course, had the dunk of the night, arguably one of the best dunks of the season in the NBA, detonating on Kevin Love, his former teammate. Oh, hey, listen, it was a pretty great win for the Lakers. I know it's only the Cavs, you say. Well, listen, they're one of the top six seeds in the East. Okay, they're a pretty good team. And it was a nice win for the Lakers. They needed it because Portland refuses to go away. Portland picking up a nice win. I'll quickly just give some props. Yes, Sixers, nice job. I'll spin it with a negative tone just because I know that you guys will like that and react. So the guys who were kicking in for the Sixers were like Korkmaz, hit a bunch of threes. He Shake Milton, who basically will never play when Harden and Embiid are back. Tyrese Maxey, of course, had a monster game. Tobias Harris still kind of lost in the shuffle. Georges Niang had a good game. It was one of those games where the Heat are like, oh, you don't have your big stars. We'll take it easy on you. They're not locked in defensively. The Heat give up 15 threes. I mean, when Georges Niang and Korkmaz are splashing threes, it's like, come on. And I know that the Sixers fans will think that's a good win. And yes, for the record, it might be. But big picture, you're going to bring back two guys who eat up all the minutes and all the shots. And you're not always winning with them. By the way, you lost with them against Toronto the other night. So let this idea that it's an incredible win, let's just pump the brakes. Big picture, I think these guys, Korkmaz, Maxey, Niang, they'll be like, hey, we can get it done. We can deliver. And they're not going to be getting the chance. And I wonder what chemistry's like. It's not like that's ever happened on a Harden team before, right? But the biggest story Monday in sports was Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, who spent his entire career in Atlanta, he came within a couple minutes of winning a Super Bowl, a couple plays really, when they gagged in the ultimate meltdown against the Patriots, up 28-3. Matt Ryan is going to Indy. And folks, I love this move. Everything about this move is incredible. Matt Ryan goes to a dome team, one of the worst divisions in football. He's got arguably a top three offensive line in the sport. He's got maybe the best running back in the league, you know, a defense that's very good. And you know the Colts are winning that division. And no, I did not say that when they got Carson Wentz. I'm just not a believer, once again, in the Tennessee Titans. I think the Colts waltz to this division. We know the Texans are tanking. I like Trevor Lawrence a lot. I picked them to win the division last year like a clown. And they made me look bad, but I'll just blame it on Urban Meyer, who I don't even know whether or not to believe that story in The Athletic about Urban Meyer did not know who Aaron Donald was and all this nonsense. Like, that seems unbelievable. He had to be joking. And one of the assistant coaches looking to smear Meyer further, it made it seem like he didn't know who he was. Like, come on. Everybody knows who Aaron Donald is. If you're barely connected to football, you know who 99 is on the Rams. At any rate, I think the Colts are a slam dunk to win that division. This reminds me of 2 years ago when they got Phillip Rivers, who everybody thought was washed. Phillip Rivers comes in. You hand the ball off a lot. You make the throws to the tight ends. You've got Pittman across the middle. Paris Campbell, hopefully healthy this year. I think there's a lot to like about this team. They got Kiki Kuti, one of the all, if you got an NFL all-name team, Kiki Kuti is probably your likely slot receiver. But there's a lot to like about this Colts team, and I just want to remind everybody, they're not playing the first-place schedule. That goes to the Titans. I want to remind everybody, while the AFC West cannibalizes itself, there's a chance someone else emerges and steals the number one seed. Oh, yeah, like the Tennessee Titans did last year. So I think the Colts have a legitimate shot to win this division and maybe get the number one seed. Now, Buffalo's probably going to have the inside track. Buffalo's loaded. We know that the Colts are not the best team in the AFC, but you don't have to be the best team to get home field advantage. You just have to have the best record. Nobody thought the Titans were the best team last year. So there's a chance. Again, the Chiefs ain't going to win 12, 13 games. That's not happening in that division. The Chargers, they're not winning 13 games. We know Russell Wilson's not doing that in year one with a new coach in Denver. And the Raiders have too many defensive problems to do that. So can the Colts, who, by the way, were really good last year, outside of a massive collapse in the final game against the pathetic Jaguars, they're a playoff team, right? And Carson Wentz is gone because of that. Now, I don't know that Matt Ryan can lead this team to a Super Bowl, but I think without question they're a playoff team. Now, Marcus Mariota in Atlanta is interesting. Obviously, the coach has a relationship with him from the days in Tennessee, but it really is interesting for Baker Mayfield. Guys, it's looking like the Browns are going to have nowhere to trade him, and the more likely option is the Browns are going to have to just simply cut Baker Mayfield. I mean, guys, he went from winning a playoff game and nearly beating the Chiefs at Arrowhead when Mahomes got hurt 2 years ago to being out of a job. That's a stunning fall. And frankly, I don't know if he really fits anywhere as a backup. Really? You never want the backup quarterback to be the most popular guy in town. Now, let's say you're Miami. You don't know if you fully believe in Tua. Do you bring in Baker Mayfield to push him? Well, who's the media going to go talk to after every practice? Who's going to be running their mouth a lot? I don't know that you need that if you're Miami. We know the Jets aren't touching Baker Mayfield, obviously. Zach Wilson's their guy. They'll sink or swim with him this year. And if he fails, you know what? They'll have another bite at the apple next year. I wonder if Washington has some buyer's remorse on Wentz. Again, I don't know that Wentz is better than Baker Mayfield at this stage. Do the Giants make a run at Baker to push Daniel Jones? Brian Daboll, does he think he can fix Baker Mayfield? That's potentially interesting. The Bears, obviously not with Justin Fields in the mix. I don't know that the Lions want Baker and Jared Goff. That doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense. Like, find me the team, the Carolina Panthers. You've got Sam Darnold. I mean, I know they don't love him, but what are you doing bringing in Baker Mayfield? Like, is that a move you want to make? Is Baker Mayfield going to play, you know, geographically in Carolina? I don't know. He's just such a rabble-rouser. Like, if you're Seattle, you want to bottom out, struggle in the NFC West. You play the AFC West this year. Feasibly, you could lose all those games. And you win three games, and you're drafting first or second or third, and you got a shot at the kid Bryce Young out of Alabama, or you got a shot at the Ohio State quarterback. And that's a better move than bringing in Baker Mayfield to try to win, what, 5-6 games? I mean, guys, look at the standings and tell me where Baker Mayfield fits. Then get back to me. But now it's time to get to our guest, Scoop Brandon Robinson.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy I've known for a while. You guys, if you follow the NBA, you probably know him dating back to, geez, he was like junior high, young kid, and he started to blow up as like a reporter asking NBA players questions. Now he's one of us, a media brethren, an Instagram juggernaut, Scoop B, Brandon Robinson. How are you, man?
Staying awake, staying alive, and glad to be here with you, brother. Thank you for the opportunity to be myself.
Yeah, listen, you know I'm big on the NCAA tournament. NBA kind of float under the radar for the last 4 days, but a lot of crap's popping off. You know, Lakers falling into 10th. You were at LeBron's historic game. A lot of other stuff happening with your guy Kyrie Irving. I will preface this by saying Brandon has known Kyrie for a long time. They are boys, regardless of what Brandon wants to reveal. They're friends, okay? And I've had some critical stuff about Kyrie, and we'll get into Kyrie a little later. I want to, Brandon, I'll let you, let me ask you first, how is life being a big media guy now, working for a huge organization like Bally's?
I'm just being myself, man. I know my mom recently passed away last month.
And,
thank you, brother. And when I would get out the car in the morning, her or my stepfather would both say, before you get out the car, remember who you are and whose you are. Of course, my faith in Christ and all that is concerned. This whole transition for me is great. I'm paying off student loans regularly now, but more than anything else, I'm glad to be in a space that I know that I deserve to be in. And more than anything else, I'm glad that I did it my way as an independent and transitioning into the machine. But I'm still doing some of the same things, just traveling a little more.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you've been around. You've been in the league forever. I won't open with LeBron or Jordan because we don't need to go there. But as someone who's covered the NBA, this is a weird season, right? I don't think anyone had the Memphis Grizzlies being second in the West with, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks left in the season. I don't think many people had the Minnesota Timberwolves top six in the West. I don't think a lot of people had the Bulls this high. Now, I was bullish on the Bulls. The Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, it's been a wonky season, right? Is that the best word for it, or you got a better word?
I like wonky. It sounds like a word that Gonzo on Muppet Babies uses. I think the Bulls portion of it, I was aware of. I am very tied to the Bulls because of brand partnerships that I do. But I know that, you know, the whole Lonzo Ball coming to Chicago was a thing for a while. But I think the thing that kind of surprised many people was just how well they were able to do in such a short amount of time. I mean, this is a Bulls team that Billy Donovan inherited last year and really, I think, took his time, as well as Arturas Karnasovas and some of the other guys that are within the Chicago Bulls brain trust. But the Memphis Grizzlies part, if you pay attention to basketball dating back to the playoffs last year, you kind of saw their potential. Ja Morant to me really reminds me of what basketball players at the point guard position were about, a la Marbury, a la Allen Iverson. And
are you seeing some D Rose in him?
I do, but I think people called those guys ball hogs back then. They're celebrated now. Imagine if those guys played in this era, it'd be a different conversation. And so when I look at Ja Morant, I think, and even Russell Westbrook, I think he's villainized for a lot of reasons, but I think that,
oh boy, Russell Westbrook, you're really going there this early, huh?
It's afternoon on the East Coast. It's a little early in LA for you, but
yes.
I do think that when it's all said and done, though, specifically to your Memphis Grizzlies question, I like them because they are young guys that are in a Western Conference that in some respects is so wide open because of injuries. You look at Steph Curry now, who will be reevaluated in about a week and a half. You look at the Suns, who have been without Chris Paul for some time. This is time for Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. to really kick it into a high gear. And I'm also glad because you got a lot of young guys. I mean, you even look at your head coach, Taylor Jenkins. Did you know that he is the same age, 37, as LeBron James?
Yeah, he also has just a few fewer NBA playoff series victories, right? I think he's currently sitting on zero. That's why I'm doubting your Memphis Grizzlies. Like, I know they're a great regular season story, but Scoop, let's be real. I don't know that this is a team that's going to go places in the playoffs.
Listen, I talked about my faith. People looked down on David and thought Goliath was the victor. And he took that slingshot. And he took it to the head. And I think in this instance, when you look at Memphis, I like them. I like their story. But I do think when it's all said and done, the one thing that I'm a little cautious or hesitant about right now, when I saw how Steph Curry got hurt, his ankles, previous to him winning multiple championships, his ankle was his Achilles heel. And I mean, I'm not trying to be funny when I say that. I think that I have questions about that. And the level of healing time it's going to take to get ready for the playoffs, one. And two, I do like the cohesion and kind of the methodical way in which Monty Williams and the Suns are moving without Chris Paul. But I'm interested to see how it's all going to get back together when he comes back.
Yeah, that'll be – I mean, I think the Suns pretty clear favorites in the West. But I will say no Anthony Davis yet for the Lakers. Are you a believer that, you know, Lakers in the play-in – let's say they get the 8 or 7. Are they beating with a healthy AD and a healthy LeBron? Could they beat either the Grizzlies or Suns?
I mean, I was around AD on Saturday. I won't say what we talked about, but what I will say to you is this. The Lakers are still deciding on what exactly they're going to do.
Oh, gosh. Wait, hold on. Time out. You're telling me that there's a chance he may not even play?
That's how you illustrated it. What I'm going to say.
But wait, okay. So what do you mean? What they're going to do?
So he was on the court working out before the game on Saturday, and I can tell you that he feels good. It's a matter of whether or not they are going to wait till the end of the season or insert him in the play, and kind of like a Ben Simmons situation, whether or not they're going to kind of ease him in if there's a chance for the play-in, or if they're going to wait until the actual play-in and play him, because he's getting better by the day. And that's the part that in the puzzle that's interesting. When you look at the Los Angeles Lakers this season, the thing that's kind of been troubling is the fact that when you have a healthy LeBron, AD's out. When AD's out, you don't have a healthy LeBron. Imagine a world where those two guys can come together in a play-in tournament. It would really be a repeat of what happened last year when they made it to the play-in tournament. I think that's the part people forget. They've been in this situation before. They can compete with the best teams in the Western Conference. They just dealt with injuries throughout the course of the season from beginning.
You need to remind people that they were going to beat the Suns, by the way, in that series if AD doesn't go down. Up 2-1, leading in game 4. They were winning that series. We agree on that, right, Scoop?
We do agree. I think, but shoulda, coulda, woulda. If my aunt was my uncle, she'd teach me about shaving. So,
but if I'm the Lakers, I have with AD and LeBron, I have zero fear of the Grizz or even the Suns. That being said, LeBron by himself will not. I don't think he's getting the Lakers out of the play-in.
No,
not by himself. Because the Clippers could bring back Paul George. See, he the reports today that he's playing 4-on-4. Sounds like he's getting close. Nothing on Kawhi. Nothing on Jamal Murray. But like, I don't know. There's some landmines in those play-ins.
That's why the West is so kind of difficult. It's like that fifth cup of wine that sneaks up on you. Like you and the Grizzlies. Listen, man, the Grizzlies aren't afraid of the Lakers.
Yeah. You got Desmond Bane talking trash, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, when you look at the Lakers and you look at what's going on, you know, you talk to people within that organization, they say to me, you know, we've won before. Not too high, not too low. We're struggling now. That might not be the case next year. You know, just less than 2 years ago, they were the NBA's champs, but people always downplay the bubble and how difficult it was not to some folks. And, you know, they still did beat a competitive Miami Heat team that this season is clicking on all cylinders. So I look at the Western Conference. I think prior to Steph getting hurt, everybody looked at the Warriors and the Suns as a clear-cut favorite. When you look at the Lakers going into the season, I know a lot of people compared them to, you know, the 2004 Lakers with Karl Malone and Gary Payton. I don't think that's fair, only because from the beginning we were dealing with COVID-19. From the beginning we were dealing with injuries. From the beginning we were dealing with gelling and lack of cohesion. And I think that when playoffs start, those guys have been tested in the playoffs individually. I still don't look past them.
Yeah, it's tough to. So in the West, we would agree. Suns are the class. They are number two in offense, number three in defense. Only team in the league, top five in both, I believe. Oh, no, wait. Golden State has fallen out of the top 10.
It's three.
For offense.
Overall, yeah. It's three, right?
Overall, Golden State offensive efficiency, they've fallen to 13th. Without Draymond, they really took a hit for about 2 months there. I mean, they were winning games, but offensive efficiency, they fell. But defensively, they're still great. Second in the league. One more team in the West, team I'm bullish on, Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic. Currently fifth, two games back of the four seed. I think they get by Utah in the first round. Then it gets interesting. How do you think Luka matches up with the Suns?
I think they're both speedy teams that can play well in the half court, but also run out the gym and attract me on the break. And I think the thing that's helped Dallas, and I've always felt this way about Dallas, as much as they depended so much on Luka Doncic as their point guard, I kind of like the fact that at times they're able to sag him off the ball and use Spencer Dinwiddie as the playmaker, if you will. I mean, you saw him hit that big game winner against the Brooklyn Nets the other night. But when I look at the overall picture of the Dallas Mavericks, Jason Kidd has done a hell of a job in his first season as head coach of Dallas Mavericks. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, he should have, you know, been a head coach a while ago. But because of those optics and things that are going on, I want to be sensitive to women. And I have three sisters. So, you know, ultimately, I understand the optics as it related to the Lakers. But he got his chance in Dallas. And I think Luka Doncic playing for Jason Kidd has opened up so much for them. And I think overall, you look at some of the other fixins that are on that roster. It's not just Luka that's doing it. It's other characters on that team that have been just phenomenal. So I do think that Utah and Dallas would be a good matchup because they're both two young teams that people aren't paying attention to as they do the Suns and the Warriors. But Luka Doncic is coming of age. And I think, you know, it's interesting. His former teammate Kristaps Porzingis told me on Saturday that when LeBron James retires, Luka has the chance to be the face of the league.
And I've been trying to tell people this. They just don't want to believe in Luka. You know, when I went on Undisputed and said that, you know how much heat I took from the online whack jobs? You know, these people just freaked out. Like, are you kidding me? He hasn't won a playoff series. Scoop, true or false, when the Mavericks play the Jazz, the Mavericks will have the best player on the floor in Luka Doncic. True or false? What do you think? Donovan Mitchell's better?
I don't think Donovan Mitchell's better. I think they're two different players.
Definitely.
So I think when you look at what Luka Doncic does, I hate comparisons, but I get where you're going. I think Luka Doncic is one of the most complete players in the league.
Yeah.
In a world where everybody looks at Harden, Ben Simmons, LeBron James, I would say he's the most complete player on the court. Yeah. As far as the.
And then.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say against the Suns. Again, Chris Paul's outstanding. Devin Booker is tremendous, but the guy who makes the most difference in that game will be Luka Doncic. And I know people aren't going to want to hear it. They can beat the Suns. I just point out, they lost to the Jazz twice earlier this year, two close games, but they didn't have Dinwiddie. They add Dinwiddie in the third meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Mavericks win that. Dinwiddie, Brunson, Luka, that triumvirate is very good. Then you toss in like Finney Smith. I'm bullish on the Mavs if you can't tell, Scoop. Maybe too much.
You like the Mavs and they're full of brainiacs. And I'll add, you talk about Brunson. Did you know that his dad, Rick, who's retired NBA player, is coaching Camden High School? He's actually coaching DeJuan Wagner Jr.
Wagner's kid, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a guy that's going to be a problem in the league moving forward. But as it relates specifically to your question about the Dallas Mavericks, man, by the way, Camden did lose to Roselle Catholic in the New Jersey State Finals the other day. But as it relates to Dallas Mavericks, what I will say is this, man. I think that these guys are like, they're like, I think they have a chance to be like the Bucks in the playoffs last year. If you let them hang around, they'll snipe that ASS.
By the way, how many for little Wagner? What year is he at Camden?
I believe he's a junior. He and LeBron James Jr. or Bronny James are the same age. So next year is going to be a big year, their senior year in their respective schools. And I've been hearing around different places from different people as it relates to Bronny James that there is some interest in potentially leaving Sierra Canyon and going to LeBron James's St. Vincent St. Mary's High School in Cleveland his senior year.
What?
I've heard that from a couple different people.
Wait a minute. So if he would leave, now his dad's staying with the Lakers, obviously.
Of course.
He's going to go to Ohio by himself?
I've heard that there's interest in potentially making that happen for his
career. They fell in the tournament out here. Mm-hmm. I watched some of their – you can watch the games on YouTube. You know, he's a good young player. He you know, he's not like 1, 2, or 3 option on that stacked team. I mean, they were one of the best teams in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know – let's not talk about LeBron's kid. He's too young. He's still a junior in high school. All right, I want to quickly pivot over to the East. Mm-hmm. Hottest team in the league, I think you and I would both agree, Boston Celtics, correct?
They're hot right now. They've the second half of the season has been there. The world has been their oyster. I mean, you're talking about a team that struggled 9th, 10th, and have propelled, last I checked, all the way up to the 4th seed. You got to give credit where credit is due. Number one, to their head coach, Ime Udoka. He's the flyest guy in the world because his lady is Nia Long. I remember those episodes of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, man.
Right.
Yes, sir. But, you know, as it relates specifically to the Celtics, Jason Tatum and as well as Jalen have really come together and done what they needed to do. Defensively, you know where they stand with Marcus Smart. But ultimately, I think they're one of those teams that if you sit around, you let them linger, they'll do what they have to do. So I do like the Boston Celtics. I think they're hot.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Who you got if the first round matchup happens? Celtics, Sixers. Now, we would need the Bulls to improve a little bit. I hope the Bulls don't match up with the Celtics. But I think Celtics take down the Sixers. It's a bad matchup. Philly has Harden and Embiid, and we'll drill down on them in a sec. But their wings can't match up with Tatum and Brown. It is a mismatch. And you know this is a wing league. It's not a big man league. I know that Jokic and Giannis and Embiid are good. It's a wing league still in the playoffs.
Well, the thing that I liked about the Sixers pre-Harden trade, number one, is their level of rallying together without Simmons there. And I think, however, Tyrese Maxey was shining in those instances alongside Joel Embiid. What I have found just from watching once Harden came in is I feel like at times Tobias Harris has not clicked on those cylinders.
At times. You're so generous, Scoop. Come on. Listen, it's a terrible fit for Tobias.
It's an interesting fit. I also don't want to get no phone calls. So I
know. Oh, geez. Tobias Harris got the rabbit ears, huh?
But this is what I'll say. When I look at the 76ers at large, I do think that Harden, I watched them in person against the Bulls. I watched them in person against the Nets. The Bulls was the better showing, but they were hurt. The Bulls were hurt. You know, you were without Nikola Vucevic. You were without some of those other key pieces. And I think a healthy Sixers squad, I think they gave up a lot in a trade with Brooklyn. And one of the key things that Harden does that helps is you draw the double and the triple team. And you kick out of the double and the triple team. And that's where you find Seth Curry. That's where you find Andre Drummond, and they gave up Drummond and they gave up Seth Curry. So, you know, when I look at the Sixers and I look at how they match up against Boston, yeah, Tatum can yam on them all day, as well as Jaylen Brown. But I like the Sixers and a better matchup against a team like the Bulls because they're young. The Sixers have been around for a while, and just adding Harden to that puzzle, you know, you add a less defensively capable Harden as in comparison to Simmons, but you get a guy who can score at will. Go ahead.
Hey, that's a great point you made. How is this for a mind bender? You said, you know, Celtics are young. Jason Tatum has been to more Eastern Conference Finals than Joel Embiid.
Well, yeah, and I mean, in his rookie year, he was going toe to toe with LeBron.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. Right. And Embiid's never been.
What's that? You ever see the movie Baby Boy?
I feel like I have, but not recently. How good is it?
I think it was a movie. I think it was Baby Boy and Omar Gooding was.
Is it Tyrese?
Yes, Tyrese. And it was some guys that at the end where they were kicking over the garbage cans and they took off their belt. And Tyrese was about to hit the kid with the belt, like spank him. And the guy didn't flinch. And he said, you know, I like you. You got heart. The Celtics got heart, man. The Celtics got heart. And they're so young doing it. You know,
so let me ask on Tatum. Not only does he have heart, I think he's the best one-on-one player in the league. I think he's the best one-on-one player since Kobe. And the reason people push back on Harden and Kyrie, like Tatum has a post game. You know that, right? Like you can dump it down. He's got the footwork down, the baseline turnaround, the drives, the up and unders. Like he's got all that, and he can get it at the 3-point line and go to work or hit the three. You know, Harden is not going to do you in the post. You can't say dump it down to Harden. That's not his game. He's an outside pick and roll kind of guy. Yeah. Kyrie, I think, is the only legit challenger to Tatum as the best one-on-one player in the league. Like, Luka's really skilled, and he has a good post-up game. But again, I think just from a pure offensive standpoint, Tatum is unmatched right now in the league.
See, I hate those Kobe comparisons, but I get where you're coming from, because I remember for a while people were looking at Devin Booker and trying to compare him to Kobe. And then he kind of addressed that and said, no, I'm not like Kobe. I'm my own man. When you talk about Kyrie being the best one-on-one, if not Tatum, I agree, but you're only dealing at this point. You've only seen Kyrie for half the season. But I'll add that there was a point where you looked at Kai and you looked at Steph Curry, and we just assumed that Kai was the best one-on-one point guard, the best scoring point guard. And then Kai got hurt in the finals. And then you had Steph Curry, who, you know, won multiple finals. And so when you look at Tatum, I think that's an interesting concept. I think that the post game that you speak of, I think he's well-versed, and he's just so young. You know, I think that when you look at Tatum, and I think it, when you look at the Celtics, one of the reasons why I think I'm happy that Kyrie sat out in the playoffs when Tatum was playing is because I don't think you would have seen his brilliance when the three of those guys, Tatum, Brown, Kai, were all playing together. And I don't think we'd be having this conversation in 2022 had that not taken its course in 2017, 2018. So I take my hat off to Tatum, and I like the way that the Celtics are getting it done this season with a new head coach, a new front office. And I can see your point of view. I'm going to watch a little bit more before I definitively say that, because as you were asking me, I was like, well, where does Devin Booker fit into this? But
he's up there.
Yeah,
he's definitely up there.
Yeah.
It's not really an issue. It's that he was great, but he couldn't. I don't think he could take Phoenix anywhere really until Chris Paul got there. And that's not a knock. He was a young guy. But I thought Tatum was the alpha, even though Isaiah Thomas was, I think, an All-NBA that year. But Tatum it's been his team since then.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I did bring up Tatum to kind of slowly back into Kyrie.
I knew what you was doing. We were on the same page.
So I had to pump up Kyrie a little bit. Now, you said he's only played half the season.
Mm-hmm.
Scoop, I'll ask you this. That's because that's been his choice, right? I mean, if anything, I could argue that one of the reasons that James Harden wanted the hell out of there was because Kyrie wasn't willing to get vaccinated and play all the games.
I can tell you that that's not the case.
Could say more.
Steve Nash and James Harden weren't getting along.
So Kyrie had nothing to do with it, you're saying?
No. The two of them are cool. I can tell you that on record. The two of them are cool. The issue was Steve Nash and James Harden. And in turn, the fact that Kevin Durant basically was pushing the Nets management to make that trade for James Harden last season, or right, you know, when the season was going on, that's kind of why they were on the outs, because it made him look bad on his job. You go back and you look at Jared Allen. You go back and you look at Caris LeVert.
Wait, hold on. Durant pushing for the Harden trade made who look bad?
Made Durant look bad to his employers, because last year when James Harden was playing for that team, he was playing, even though Steve Nash was the head coach, he was playing within a Mike D'Antoni system. This was Houston all over again.
Mm-hmm.
This season, the playbook shifted much. That's not a Mike D'Antoni system anymore. Mike D'Antoni is now a consultant with the New Orleans Pelicans. If you remember, I broke that over the summer that he was having conversation. Pelicans really wanted him as a head coach two seasons ago. He and David Griffin go back. So as it relates specifically to the Nets this season, Nash and Harden were clashing a great deal. While Harden publicly was upset about the fact that Kyrie wasn't vaccinated, ultimately it was Nash and many things behind the scenes.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Because there were reports that, I mean, not really reports, but like they straight up asked, hey, or not asked, but Steve Nash essentially said, we're not trading James Harden. Did he not?
He did.
So was that just smokescreen BS? Now, I know since Nash has been called out for the whole, we're going to see Ben Simmons soon. No, he just had an epidural shot or whatever it was. So you're saying no issues with Harden and Kyrie?
No, none. I can tell you that.
Interesting. How, what do you think about Kyrie and, you know, Kevin Durant? And, you know, they got there, what, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie, how many playoff games did he put? Was it three, four, maybe five?
Last season?
But they won the first round series.
Yes. He got hurt, game four, game five?
I think it was game three, because they were up 2-0, and he gets hurt in game three, and then it was, what's the deal? I know we can never really say what the deal is with injuries, but what do you think? Why Kyrie, for some reason, is always injured in the postseason?
Yeah, if you go back to my reporting, although I have a relationship, I have a job, to be honest.
Yes.
And so what I'll say to you is that at the beginning of the season, I did a segment at Bally where I said it's put up or shut up time for Kyrie, that this is the year. Vaccination, injuries in the past, nobody wants to hear that, and that winning cures all. And this was before he decided to come back, and ultimately him being back, I will say to you that one, if you go back to my reporting, even about how things were going with his decision as to why he wanted to not take the vaccine, he doesn't really trust Western medicine because of past issues as it relates to getting hurt in the finals. Even when he got that knee surgically repaired, in Boston, they had to surgically repair that screw that was in his knee. And so I can tell you that even like his dad and his sisters and stuff like that in his family, they, when they get headaches, they don't like taking aspirin. That's just something that is just a family thing that I know for a fact. But I think ultimately when it comes down to his play style, I think he's one of the most dynamic players in the NBA, but injuries has always been his Achilles heel. And I think that if the Nets do win this season or next season, I think a lot of the criticism that he gets kind of change a little bit. Like, I think this season is more to his speed than last season because you added some pieces. You bring in LaMarcus Aldridge, who retired last season. You have who can help Blake Griffin. At times, he struggled in the post in the playoffs against Milwaukee. I think that, you know, you have questions about Joe Harris, who hasn't played a lick.
I think he's done for the year. I mean, you're right, but this is all about Kyrie, right? With him last year, they obliterate the Bucks twice, up to nothing. Bucks end up winning the title, but come on, the Nets were the best team. So it comes back to Kyrie. Like, I mean,
and James.
I don't know.
And James, because he got hurt within 33 seconds.
James was hurt. He did play through it. He wasn't as effective, but he was good. And I think it was game seven, right? Or was it game six?
It was six. He played fairly well. A million years ago, but I remember he did come back, but he still wasn't 100%.
He wasn't 100%, but he was good. But KD, listen, no, I don't think, you know, that's not a bad loss for Harden and Durant without Kyrie, because with him, you know, they're dominant, just like the Lakers with AD. But I do want to, I don't know how to say this. Delicately, but what is the deal with online love from NBA folks and these jabronis on NBA Twitter? Why do they love Kyrie Irving so much? It is weird, man. Scoop, if you were in a coma for 10 years and you just woke up and you went on the internet and you were watching a couple games and seeing the reaction, you would think Kyrie was the best point guard in the NBA. You would think he's better than Curry. He's better than CP3. You would think he's amazing in the... And the fact is, he's been All-NBA, look at this, All-NBA second team once, All-NBA third team twice. Like, he's a really good player. He had a great shot to beat the Warriors in the finals. But, I mean, even being on that top 75 list over Klay Thompson is, like, kind of insane.
He was on the list. They scratched him. He was on the original list. They scratched him. I'll tell you that. But, you know, as it relates specifically to your question about the love, I think he is the new age version of an N1 mixtape that people love. I think, you know, I'm a child of the 90s. I was born in the 80s, but I remember Allen Iverson crossing people over was worth more than Tim Duncan winning multiple championships. I think nostalgia is in play here. I think that also Kyrie is, in some people's eyes, I believe, the bad boy of the NBA, so to speak, in that he is countercultural to what everybody else is doing, and he stands on it. And that is respectable to young people, to be countercultural, but also his sneakers sell. He and Kate's sneakers have all these different colors in it. They're teammates. Kyrie is also... in many people's eyes, solid, because he gives back to his community. He's playing for the hometown team, so to speak. He also, I know this is radio, he doesn't give a sugar honey iced tea in some aspects, but in actuality, he does. I think he sees the world bigger than just putting a basketball through a hoop. I think that he sees it from a lens of his family, and I think he also has done a lot, seen and unseen, for people who are close to him. And I think those are the people who matter.
Yeah. No, he definitely gives back a lot.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It almost sounds like he's maybe keeping it too real. Is that possible?
I don't know if I would go with that. I think
he's not like real stupid, you know, the joke, keeping it real stupid.
I think we tried that with Allen Iverson. I think that we are in a space now where Kyrie embodies Will Smith making it to the NBA from Fresh Prince. I mean, you look at how he grew up. He grew up with a couple pennies to rub together. He is being himself. He's being creative. And I think more than anything else, I think that that is endearing to people. I also think that with the mandates in New York City, people are now questioning, is it fair that you can sit courtside from a game, but you can't sit with your teammates, but you can play on the road. But then the team is fined $50,000 for bringing him into the locker room. New York and LA are just very different. And that's the team he chose. And I also think you got to remember this. This is not a jail sentence. This is just a rule to play in the game. He did not follow that rule. And this is, a moment for young people that just because you are a star doesn't mean you can necessarily get star treatment all the time. And I think that in this instance, a rule is a rule and you have to follow it. And I guess some people feel like rules are made to be broken. I think in the case of Mayor Eric Adams, he also comes from a law enforcement background. And if you just let Kyrie play, you're going to make a lot of police officers angry. And so I think in this instance with Kai, I think he is maybe just keep endearing and a lot of people respect it. But I just think that COVID is just an interesting thing. I don't report the weather, and I'm not in science, but I think there's a lot of layers that go into this whole thing.
Oh, you're not looking into science and biology? I thought that was like your part-time job. There,
man, I'm the worst. I was the worst science student in high school. I had to take physical science like two times. Once in class, failed it in summer school, and then had to take it again in my sophomore year. I know history, but you know.
Yeah. All right, we'll wrap up with this. Give me your first team All NBA.
Wow.
Center's the toughest one, right?
So center would be Embiid.
Over Jokic.
Yes.
Ooh, interesting. I'll be honest, that's a mild surprise to me. I go Jokic.
Small forward would be Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Point guard.
Interesting.
Would be Ja Morant.
Oh boy. Spicy.
Shooting guard. You got me thinking because we are positionless, but
it should just be two guards, two forwards, and a center, right?
Yeah. Old boy from Chicago.
DeRozan is the shooting guard. Oh my goodness. Oh. Okay. So then your other forward is, I'm assuming, Giannis?
He'd have to be, even though I look at him as a three. Giannis would be the power forward.
Interesting. Okay. Quick couple counters. No Luka Doncic on the first team. He's the only one of those guys who's not playing with another all-star. Actually, I believe Jokic. Was Aaron Gordon ever an all-star?
I don't know if Aaron Gordon was an all-star. No.
Okay, so that would mean Luka's the only guy without an all-star. Luka's at 29, 9, and 8. Kevin Durant hasn't even played enough games to register for among the leading scorers in the league. He has played below the minimum. So I'm shocked you went KD over LeBron. Yes, I would say right now KD's a phenomenal player, obviously, but I got LeBron in there. I don't know how you don't. That's a stunner to me. And then I guess I can understand some of the Ja Morant love, but I thought Curry would have been everybody's point guard. Now the injury, and if he doesn't play again, only 64 games, you know, John Morant missed some time, but he'll play over 64.
People's
games.
Attention spans go into that as well as the amount of eyes that he gets on social media. He has like a half.
That shouldn't matter.
That's how these guys are voting now. So when you look at John Morant and you look at what he did during that stretch run where he was doing what he was doing, he got a half a billion views on all Twitter and Instagram platforms.
Right. I know. I saw that list, but Curry was still number one. You know, the 3-point record and all that craziness.
But I think, like you said, it depends on how long he's out. But I think his body of work and what he's done so far this season, I think he definitely is in the conversation of the people who vote. I just like Ja Morant. I want to see something different. I want to see something young. And you know, that's my opinion, but I have to give credit to Steph Curry, and I have to give credit to LeBron James. LeBron James, you know, not only did he break the record, he's been doing it for so long, and I think he's undervalued. And there's many years he's been slighted as the league's MVP.
Yeah, 100%. We'll wrap up with LeBron since you brought him up. He's currently tied with Embiid for the scoring lead. He, at the age of, what is he, 37 now?
37.
He is averaging 37 minutes per game, fourth in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tied for the league in scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Does this season do anything to sway you in the GOAT discussion? And I'm on record as saying once he won the title with the Lakers, three titles, three different teams, he became the GOAT. Everything he does after that to me is gravy. But does this season do anything for you in that discussion? By the time Jordan was 37, I think he had already quit twice.
No. No, but
so what can he do, if anything?
I think that LeBron James is this generation's GOAT. Michael Jordan was my generation and your generation's GOAT. LeBron James is this generation's Michael Jordan. At the end of the day, I think LeBron is LeBron, Michael is Michael.
What a fence sitting cop out. I mean, that's a fair. Nothing wrong with that.
But here's the thing. If Michael Jordan is the gold standard for winning and success, I also feel like this. I feel like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is often slighted. And there's a reason why. Kareem, not only just being a Laker, known as a Laker more than he was as Lew Alcindor with the Bucks, I believe that people slight him. And I think that as much love and as much credit as people give Tom Brady for being who he is, Kareem was that before Brady.
Yeah. I guess the only counter would be, you know, by the way, gold standard for winning. What, because he went 6-0 in the finals? I think more impressive is LeBron, wherever he goes, he wins. That's almost impossible to do. Like, anywhere he goes, he's just going to win. Jabbar's tough. Like, he was so much bigger than everyone that didn't they outlaw the dunk when he was at UCLA?
And centers just aren't as sexy as shooting guards and small forwards.
Yeah. I mean, now he was just utterly dominant. Yeah. One of my favorite players of all time. I kind of grew up when he was at the very, very end, and I missed his dominance. But, like, he was just so much bigger than everyone. It's not like there was 10 7-footers in the league in 1974 or whatever, right?
Listen.
1977.
The fact that we have to constantly argue about the argument that LeBron is the GOAT shows you that Michael's still the GOAT. Because if you're the GOAT, you don't have to force it and give arguments.
No, come on.
I believe. Really? I believe that. Michael Jordan was the premier shooting guard, was the premier swingman that was prototyped and copied. Penny Hardaway watched Michael. Kobe Bryant watched Michael. LeBron watched Michael. I don't think that the LeBron-Michael comparison is a fair comparison, because when I look at LeBron, I look at LeBron more as a more polished Magic or Oscar Robertson than I do Michael. I looked at Kobe and Michael as more as an applicable comparison.
But
Kobe's
don't
not
don't
here to defend himself, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree that, you know, obviously LeBron, it reminds people of Magic, but Magic was not super athletic.
That's why I said a more polished version. When I look at LeBron, I feel like as much as people idolize Michael in their day, like my age group, me and LeBron the same age, cats were looking at Scottie and Penny because of their level of cool and being a 6'8", 6'9", point forward. The sneakers were stylish, the way he wore his socks and he wore his shorts. I just think Michael gets the attention because obviously Scottie is next to Michael. Scottie was just as dope in the style. Huh?
How's this counter? People all want to duplicate what MJ did because it's duplicatable. Mm-hmm. That's not even a word, but you know what I'm saying. You can't duplicate 6'8", 260 with the speed of John Wall and the body of Karl Malone. That's impossible.
He's an escalator.
You cannot do that.
Doors.
That to me is another reason that he's the GOAT. Like, what he's done is it's similar to the Jabbar thing. Like, Jabbar was just so much bigger. Well, LeBron's stronger and faster. And now Giannis, in all honesty, Giannis, he won't win the MVP this year. He's already got two MVPs, right? He's on track to win at 3, 4, maybe 5 MVPs. I don't know. And when you think about it, Scoop, like, Giannis eventually is going to be one of these top 15 players all time.
Yes.
Like, we know Curry's there. LeBron's obviously there. Kobe's there. Durant probably there. I think Durant, you know, I think that he's got a decent case to be top 10 by the time he's done. But Giannis is headed there. People aren't going to like it because, again, you can't duplicate 6'11", get from half court to the rim in, what, 2 dribbles, 3 dribbles?
Yeah, but I also think when you look at guys like Kevin Garnett and you look at guys like Kevin Durant, they made 6'11" moving like guards cool. When I look at James Harden, I'm not comparing them, but Tracy McGrady made 6'8" point guard or playmaking ability look cool. Yeah. When I look at Giannis, number one, my nephew thinks his sneakers are uncomfortable, but aside from that, I like him.
I didn't even know Giannis had sneakers. What's the brand?
What'd you say?
What brand is Giannis?
Nike. Oh, geez. But when I look at him as a player, I think the thing that makes him so alluring and kind of interesting is he kind of did it his way without kissing a bunch of butt. Or like a lot of those guys that are his peers don't revere him the same way they revere LeBron. They don't revere him the same way that they revere Steph Curry. And I think part of it is there's a cultural gap. I also think it's because he plays in a small market. I also think it's because he didn't do it the buddy ball AAU sort of way. He did it straight from the muscle, and he did it by calling the Bucks bluff, because the Miami thing was a realistic conversation, but ultimately he gave them an ultimatum. You get me a James Harden, a Chris Paul, or Drew Holiday, or I may walk.
Oh, okay. So first of all, Scoop, again, Giannis only has the title last year because Kyrie even got hurt. That's it. It's like with the Raptors. Like, nobody even really thinks that they won the championship that year. I know it really happened, but if KD and Klay are playing, what is that, 4-0, 4-1? Come on, right? So, I would not be surprised if Giannis never won a chip.
But here's the thing.
Another one. I don't think he's going to get another one.
20 years from now, we're not talking about that. We're talking about that now, the same way that I feel like the same argument could have been made about the Rockets in 94, 95. They always say,
but they won two, though.
But in 94, Michael was playing baseball. In 95, Michael did lose in the semis, though, to the Magic. They won. So which means that shoulda, coulda, woulda would have been more of an argument in 94 when they played the Knicks. 95, they played Orlando.
I would be with you if it was just one, but they won two. That's... It's like the whole KD thing. Like, KD was riding shotgun to Curry. No, he won Finals MVPs twice. That's not factual.
Like, 20 years, our kids and our kids' kids are going to just look at the record book the same way we looked at our parents' record book when the Lakers and the Celtics won all of them. We don't care if Dennis Johnson played or didn't play. We don't care if Robert Parrish played or didn't play. You know, we know that Magic Johnson in 79 when he came, or in 1980 when Kareem got hurt, we know that he played center and they won. But do many people who are not basketball savants like ourselves know what the Lakers season was like that year? All we know is the Lakers won that year.
That's fair. All we know is, like, you know, all these titles Jordan won. It was after, well, he won one against Magic. Then Magic, you know, left the league.
Magic was old.
His back was broken. And the Pistons got, you know, got old after beating up on Jordan. And he, you know, the expansion era in the 90s. But I can't go into all that. We've taken you too long, Scoop. Obviously, we'll have you back. Love chatting up the NBA. And you want to plug any of your many jobs on here?
Bally Sports is where you can find everything that I have going on. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Scoop B.
You got a lot of IG followers, man.
Yeah. Listen.
You grew up with Instagram, right? Like, you were in high school and you had an account or something?
Bless you, brother. I'm not that young. I got an Instagram in 2012 or 2013. You get tagged in a whole bunch of posts for breaking stuff. And then I remember, like, Thanksgiving weekend, one weekend I broke something. I had like 4,000 followers. By that Monday after Thanksgiving, I was up to 9,000.
And it just kept just from some, wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Well, continued success, Scoop, and keep up the good work.
Brother, thank you again for the opportunity to be myself.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.